So I'm standing there in the crowd, and Luke is on stage, and he starts talking about Nicole, I guess, with was Nicole sick?
She was there, but she was sick.
Yeah, I knew she was. Yeah, she never came out. She never came off the bus.
Mm-mm.
And he's like, I don't even know if you're out here tonight, but I love you anyway, or but I do anyway, or something. And it came out to me as love you anyway. And I was like, oh, man, that's kind of a cool title. So I wrote it down on my phone, and I knew we were going to Keys. I'm putting my vote in for Keys, dude. Y'all can go back. I'm not saying I won't go to North Carolina, but I rode the back of that Suburban and nearly threw my guts up for 2 days getting up that hill. It's like this. Keys suits me just fine. But anyway, we took that down there. Well, I don't think we had the setup on it, really.
No, because I was just on the plane ride down there. We were like, let's dive into a couple of these things. Like, what is it even? What are they about? And that one was just one where we couldn't figure it out while we were texting.
Right.
And as we're, the coolest part about that is like, we're sitting on that back patio or the overlooking kind of the ocean, but it's just dark. We were kind of throwing around ideas about this thing and what it was going to end up being and how it was a love song, but also at the core, this like breakup song or a heartbreak song.
Yeah. And you don't even know it's a heartbreak song until it gets right to the hook.
It was almost like the verses are like poems in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they didn't make a whole lot of sense until that hook kind of turned the wrench and tightened everything up.
I think that song's a great example of, you know, a lot of times I'll tease a song on my social media, and I think I put
the
work tape of that song
and
up
smoked
that
night.
Pretty immediately.
But I don't think it did that great.
It didn't? No, I thought
I don't
it
think
did.
It did that great compared to what I've always kind of, like, what I usually put out. And then all of a sudden we put up the recorded version, and it's like, people are losing their mind.
But if you think about it, in the stuff that you were putting out at the time, that doesn't necessarily fit the program
of what I was doing at that time.
It's more of a getting old than a growing up. You know,
yeah,
true.
100%.
True.
That track is so pulled back too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we leaned it down and went with traditional vibes.
Oh man, it's way pulled back, and it's literally kind of fiddle and lyric. You know,
squeeze
what I mean?
Box.
And
acoustic,
box,
yeah.
When I heard that squeeze,
oh yeah, I played it for
it's
you.
It's a fake
squeeze
box.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on your iPhone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The squeeze box.
Yeah. Oh, was it really?
No.
But it's fake. But
iPhone
it's like,
squeeze.
I think
app,
it's
dude.
In. I think it's in the Nord, to be honest.
Oh, you got me, dude.
I mean, I had to like ride all those.
Most time I can sniff those out. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.